This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us in the Trocare College Live Line, tech reporter Mike Dubusky. All right, Mike, a lot to get to in the tech world, as always, including the new look on Facebook, where Meta, which is the Facebook parent company, is ditching its fact checkers. We heard about that a couple of months ago. And instead, well, taking a page from Twitter, X, if you will. Community notes, what is it going to look like?
Yeah, so we've learned some new information about exactly how that's going to work. And this is a program that's going to start testing today. Community Notes is Meta's new way of moderating content on its platforms. That is to say, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. And specifically, we're talking about content that's going viral on those platforms, that's getting really popular, being seen by a lot of people, that is either damaging or harmful or controversial in some way. The previous way of doing this was through a system of fact checkers, people who were hired by Meta, who were subject matter experts, lawyers and virologists and doctors and political science experts and that sort of thing, who would basically come in and issue a ruling on a piece of content saying this is definitively harmful, and then Meta would downrank that piece of content. They would not allow it to appear in as many people's feeds. This new system changes that sort of thinking. Community notes are basically small boxes of information that are going to appear next to these viral posts, and they're not designed to fact check. They're designed to add more context or correct certain things that may appear in that post, kind of as an addendum, as another piece of context, another viewpoint next to these posts. These notes are going to be written by a group of volunteers. Meta says that they're drawing from a waitlist of about 200,000 people who have signed up to be a part of this program. And as you referenced, this is very similar to how X, formerly Twitter, operates. And in fact, Meta actually says it's borrowing some technology from X as they learn how to roll this out. Specifically, that's an algorithm that's going to be used to ensure that the volunteers who are writing these notes come from a range of backgrounds and that a range of viewpoints are represented in these notes when they're added.
How is this working out? What's the feedback been?
For one, you're not going to be able to see this, essentially, right? Like, this is something that is happening just in the testing phase right now. Meta says they're not going to make this public until they figure out how to do it right. And there are a lot of things they need to figure out. For one, notes are not going to affect whether a post goes viral or not, right? They're not going to downrank or uprank any post that might have a community note on it. Basically, they say the note is just there to add this additional perspective, this additional context. They also say that it is somewhat easy to game. This is something that we've seen crop up on X in their experience with community notes, people kind of ganging up or gathering together to write a note, and that might also be misleading. That might or might target content that doesn't necessarily need a note. So that's something that they need to figure out as well. In addition to that, there's just a purely logistical problem here, which is that community notes, as they're thought of right now, take a long time to sort out, right? You need to get a bunch of different people to agree on language and to agree on content and context, and that takes time. And viral content goes viral very quickly, which means that there's the potential for content to go viral, to do a lot of damage, and then the community note shows up, by which point the damage has kind of already been done.
You know, community notes or fact checkers, okay, that's one thing. I personally, Mike, I don't need either. You know what I need is something to tell me, is this AI or not? Because that's the thing that I keep, you know, stumbling, whether it's on Facebook or you name it, posts where I find myself just kind of thinking, I don't 100% know if this is totally real and it's an image that I'm seeing. I mean, is there tools for that out there yet?
So there are sort of ways to look up whether a post or an image is generated by artificial intelligence. Those tools are imperfect and not widely used at this point. For what it's worth, many of the mainstream tech companies that offer an AI tool to the public do incorporate some sort of watermark, whether it be a visible one or something that exists within the metadata, basically showing that it comes from AI. However, even that has some issues with it, as we recently saw with one of Google's more recent AI products. It was called Flash 2.0. Many people started using it to remove the watermark on certain photos or certain pieces of AI-generated content, basically using AI to make something that is generated by AI not look like it was generated by AI. It's a very meta sort of problem. But that is a broader concern here on social media, that, you know, this sort of preponderance of AI content isn't just misleading on its own, it's also creating doubt, you know, among real pieces of content out there, which is a real sort of heady problem for these, you know, companies to solve.
Well, speaking of AI, Apple is struggling with theirs.
Yeah, that's right. So there's been some reporting recently that Apple is sort of going to start thinking about their approach to generative artificial intelligence differently. This week, the company is holding their annual offsite meeting for executives. This is a tradition that stretches back to the Steve Jobs era at Apple. And the rumor is here that the main topic will be Apple Intelligence. This is their branding for their take on generative artificial intelligence. This technology promised some really big changes to how we're going to use our iPhones and our iPads and our Macs back when Apple launched it at WWDC last year. However, many of those changes, many of those new AI products have not come to fruition almost a year later. Bloomberg was the first to report that this new AI version of Siri is now delayed. And Apple actually confirmed that late last week, that the new Siri that is sort of infused with artificial intelligence isn't coming anytime soon. Apple actually pulled down some commercials related to the AI Siri that were first put out last year, as they struggle with how to roll this technology out because it's still imperfect. It still makes mistakes. And that's something that Apple does not want associated with its $3 trillion name.
All right. Hey, Mike, thank you. Mike Tobusky joining us live here on WBEN.